The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Nah, I've never been a screamer. But I pay attention to guys sometimes. You know, you have those guys who sometimes don't do well when, you know, you scream at them. So you pull a guy to the side. Hey, man, I need you here, man. You hit that seventh step. Make sure you get out of the break. I'm throwing it. If you're not there, then I'm getting to the next guy. It's something as simple as that. It goes a long way with the guys because now, you know, they hold themselves accountable of getting in the right place at the right time. Or even if it's up front with the offensive line, hey, man, I need you guys to, you know, make the ends, rush up field. I'll step up in the pocket and find a lane to escape. So a little dialogue like that, you know, it holds a lot of value as well.
Hey, look, it wasn't as good as I've learned what it takes to be a franchise quarterback.
Keenum, here's the interception.
It's too bad that the quarterbacks that have been run through here over the last 5 years couldn't solely be, their success couldn't solely be determined by their ability to conduct a press conference. Because, you know, you listen to Teddy Bridgewater and, I mean, he's not Brock.
Ball security is job security.
But he says all the right things, and I can see why it's obvious that the players, let's be honest, it's obvious the players preferred him.
I would say just that, that soundbite alone, Mike, it's not just podium speak. He's actually giving you things. He's giving you the reason that they chose him over Drew Lock. It's little things. Like I'm telling guys, come out of that break at 7. You know, break your head around. If you're not there, I'm going to the next guy. How many times have we seen sack, strip fumble? We saw it in the Rams game. You're hanging on somebody too long. You're hanging on the front side too long. You're waiting for something to happen. Hey, if your receiver doesn't get where he's supposed to go, you get to the next guy, and then you go talk to that guy. I mean, that here is the development of not the quarterback. Here's the development of your young players with a veteran player that's saying, if you're not where you're supposed to be, I have a responsibility to get off you and get to the next guy. So do your job the right way. If that right there, that soundbite alone tells you why Teddy Bridgewater won that starting competition.
You know, when you talked about hanging
out.
I mean, we got Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy KGB.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some similarities. This is going to be special.
Yeah, he's not going to hang around and hang around for you to get open.
You don't have your head turned around at 7 yards. He's not hanging around.
No, he's not hanging around.
All right, we need to stop that.
Yeah.
Next on The Morning Bro.
You know, the whole thing is we're damn good football players, and we deserve everything that we've achieved. And so there's nothing expendable about us. You know, we go and we affect, you know, every football game we're in. You know, that's not expendable. You know, and that's why I don't like the name.
There is Shelby Harris.
Ooh, I like that.
Says he does not like the defensive linemen being referred to as the expendables. You know, guys that have bounced around a little bit, have that kind of journeyman type tag on them. He doesn't like that.
No?
He says we're dogs. Got some dogs along that D-line. Don't call us the expendables. You like the Broncos' defensive line. Interior.
I do. I
Mike
do.
Purcell, Draymond Jones, Shelby. Sean yeah. Williams.
I do like them. I do. I like what I've seen. I like the way they have defended the run. I just think there's one guy on there that I've said this before that I think could be special. You know, when it comes to affecting the pass rush and that stuff. And that's Draymond Jones. Shelby will knock down passes. Right. He's got a knack for knocking down passes.
Yes.
But when it comes to pressuring a quarterback, I think there's one guy up front that. But that's not necessarily their role. The edge guys, that's the role of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb and Jonathan Cooper and Reed.
But with all the great pass rushers that the Broncos have had, you still had guys inside, you know, like Malik Jackson, who really shined.
Yeah.
Maybe Draymond Jones is
Yeah, I think
the next breakout
inside interior kind of guy. Yeah. You know, they can provide 7-8 sacks on a season, 8.5 sacks on
a
season.
Have a Malik type year.
Yeah. But
that's, I think, what I'm hoping for from Draymond Jones. Next on the Morning Brew.
We need to set the winning standard, you know, and obviously they haven't won here in 5 years. I think it was really important to have a successful preseason. You know, I know it's preseason, but winning is contagious, and we played very well, offense, defense, need to improve on special teams. But I think it's contagious. We need to get off to a good start this season. We've struggled out of the gate the last couple of years. And so I think winning breeds that, Nico, and, you know, I think we're on the right track.
This is really my fault.
So you had George Payton on with Nick and Cecil last night. Did you notice how he started out by referring to they?
Yeah. They haven't won here.
Yeah.
They haven't won here.
Don't.
I wasn't.
Don't put that stank on me.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that. That mess.
Then he transitioned to we.
Yeah, he went from they to we.
Yeah.
I don't want that on me.
We.
Yeah. Now are we. Now that we're reorganizing the roster, we're a we. It was them before.
But they.
They.
They were the problem the last 5 years.
Right. That's obvious.
Yep. Dump that on me.
Mm-mm.
He made a couple of moves yesterday. Broncos cut Royce Freeman.
He's no longer a Bronco.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that one? That's a new one.
Yeah, that is new. I think hey, listen, if you're the fourth string or third string running back, you gotta play special teams.
Yep.
There's another third rounder that just was supposed to be the guy.
Yep. In fairness though,
how'd that work out?
I know, John, it didn't work out. But in fairness, there are some picks that when they're made, they seem, you can't have a problem with the idea of the pick. And that was one of them. He was a really good running back at Oregon and looked, nobody had a problem with the pick. Nobody,
you ever go back,
nobody
though,
had a problem and said, oh, what are they doing? No, that was a pretty much universally accepted pick.
I think it does go though, when you start to look at the collegiate system that you play in, you look at all the different aspects of kind of where you come from, what you played in, like the quarterback position. Are you really prepared to play running back in the NFL, to do it all in the NFL? I don't know. I guess I agree with you, but certainly, again, another one that just didn't seem to pan out the way you had hoped it would pan out.
Next on the Morning Brew.
This ball hammered left center field. This could tie it. Diaz scores easily. Hanson's getting a green light. He'll score standing up. And the Rockies take a 6-5 lead. Brendan Rodgers coming through.
AT&T Sportsnet with the call there. Rockies rally to beat the Rangers to avoid a sweep. And remember back when the Avalanche had started out what we thought would be a Stanley Cup run, and the Rockies could not win a road game, and mm-hmm. we posed the question, who would win more, Avalanche playoff games or Rockies road games this season?
Oh yeah, we did do that, right?
We did do that.
Because you gotta win 16.
16. Mission 16W.
Yeah.
Well, the Avalanche fell short of that. Well short.
Uh-huh.
And the Rockies yesterday won their 18th road game.
Crushing it.
So if you had taken the over back then, congratulations, you win. The Rockies have won more road games than the Avalanche won playoff games.
The Rockies on the road. Rockies beating up on, they lost 2 or 3. Texas may be the worst team in baseball.
Yes.
The Rangers may be the worst
or team. Or Arizona.
Yes.
Technically, Arizona is the worst.
Texas is right there neck and neck with them, right?
Yes. Yes. But the Rockies come home to take on Atlanta.
All right.
Hey, whatever you want to say about the Rockies, boy, they have been an entertaining watch at home. And they are back home to take on the first place in the NL East Braves starting tonight. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, we'll get into James Merrillat. He just won't let this hatred that he has for Teddy Bridgewater go. We'll see if we can kind of win him over. Let's see if we can bring him around to
smooth it over.
Team Teddy. That's next.